calling Dorothy Jane with Jesus Himself. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids, the husband trying to reconcile with his wife, because I'm in love with you, and because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm sorry, but I wasn't planning to make this a habit, but I'm going to send this also to the kids, as I've done a couple times recently, because lots of things. First, the lighter. Lighter. I was washing my sheets today, and with soapy hands, my wedding ring slipped off my hand. It's the first time it's been off my hand in years and years and years and years. It was off for maybe 2 seconds. And it was back. And I know it's just a symbol. But I welcome you back. I still have your ring. It belongs to you, as I do, as I indicated in a video once. And the other thing that I found humorous, part of the reason it fell off my hands is because I remember a comment made by your dad so many years ago that, you know, I might become old and fat and blubbery and whatnot. No, definitely not. I'm the opposite. You know, I did my, you know, minor 4 mile walk today just to get eggs, and what is very strange to me, I also got 2 bottles of wine because I drink a glass of wine in order to take care of the pains in my legs, and it's extremely effective. It's just that really has been strange. But the I did send an email, and I want to say this so you can hear my tone. When that email came, when that comment came to me, I was really taken back when the gentleman said, "I have great respect for anyone that is ground so deeply in the Word of God as you are." For somebody to say that to me, somebody I disagree with, and for that somebody to say that to me just blew me away. It is something I've desired because I want to do so with love, with grace, and with wisdom. And I so desperately want to share that with my family. And so, in the same way, I'm continuing in a dialogue with a gentleman and about homosexuality. And the thing is, just as I've dealt with some people about some other issues, young earth creation, racism, and some other things, I don't play fair. I use the scripture. And I use it, I made the comment that the difference between now and in the past is I have a sharper sword, meaning, you know, the Word of God is the sword. And I look back at what I wrote, and I just, it's just, thank you, Lord. It is the Lord's gift. I'm nothing special, but the Lord has granted me use His word well. And the thing that I, reason why I can say that I use it well is because whether it comes to young earth creation, whether it comes to homosexuality, whether it comes to the voting issue, whether it comes to the reconciliation issue, not one comes back with a rational dialogue from the scripture I present. Not one. This irrational stuff. Somebody used Romans 13 as a reason to vote. That's a complete twist. And it's easy to see. And of course, when somebody uses, again, the Talmud, or just butchers Matthew 19 and runs from the table. I use the example, you know, to me, my favorite example is to use Acts and quote, you know, kill and eat, and use that as an excuse for cannibalism. That is stupidity to the max. And that's exactly what happens when somebody uses Matthew 19 to say there's an excuse for divorce. And divorce is putting away. It is not the legal divorce as we see in man's court. And of course, turning to man's court, 1 Corinthians 6, is a shameful thing. Marriage begins with sex, ends with death. I'll leave you my latest comment in the email. I want my family to know this. I want my kids, my younger kids, my older kids, to be able to earnestly contend for the faith. It is not the people of the world you have to worry about. It's the people who claim Christ and don't live it. It is the wide gate Christian. It is clear in Scripture. Those are the people. It's your greatest concern. This is the Matthew 23 and the Jeremiah 23. Please, either admit, please tell me, that you say that the Scripture is false, that the Lord is not who he claims to be, that Jesus Christ is a phony. Because if you cannot subscribe to all of Scripture and you make up something in between, you might as well go the whole way and call him a phony. I will claim Jesus Christ as my Lord and my God, as Thomas did in John. And I hope, I pray constantly, that my kids and my wife will do the same. And in obedience to Christ, again, the blatant Matthew 5:24, reconciliation is in order. Denying that is telling the Lord, I have a better way. No, I'm going to submit to the Lord. I pray my family, my extended family, including Jim Cross, and especially my wife, will come to the table in obedience to Christ and seek reconciliation with me. I'm here, and I love you all.